The following is a summary only of tonight's shiur due to a technical hitch.
So Simon Tofresh Einwurf, Sif Hey, teaches us the following. With regards to the Seder, the order of lighting. Yastchil Hadlik Beleil Rishon Benera Yoisi Yemini. Person should always light Akunet Shulchan Aruch. You start lighting when you have the menorah in front of you with a light on the extreme right. Uvelel Cheni on the second night. Kshiyoisi Bnei Echot, when you add an additional candle, you add on its left. Echot Somuchlo, you add one on its left. Yaschil, you start. Vivorech ala noisav. On the second night, you make the bracha on the new light. Shehu yoisa smoili, which is now on the left. Kidei lehafnus lemin, because like this, when you proceed, as you are lighting, you're always lighting, and then you proceed from the left to the right. Vechein beleil shlishi, on the third night as well, kshiyosif oid echot, when you're adding an additional light, samuch l'shtei neirois harishoinois, which are next to the first two candles, yaschol benois, if you always make the brocha, and you start lighting with a new one, which is on the left. Uvo yaschol ha-brocha, that's where you're making the brocha, ve'ach kach, and after that, yifne letzad, yemin, you go to the right direction. V'chein b'chol loylon, like this, and every night. Nimtzor comes out, shetomet mevorech ala noisav, you always make the bracha on the new light, shumoyer ala nes, because that's the one that shows the nes, shari b'tesef, as a yomim nisoyisav ala nes. Every night, there was an additional nes, a greater nes, and that's why we're making the bracha always on the new light. Now, we mentioned that the Mishneh Berurah says that there's an additional two opinions in the Achronim. One opinion is that you actually always start on the right, you always start on the right hand side, and then the first, the candle that you light first is always on the very right, and then you're going to go towards the left, which is an opinion in Achronim, which is actually based on the same concept than the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. They also hold you always have to go right. It's all based on the concept you have to go right. Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that you start, that you're delighting, the action of delighting is going to go from left to the right, and the opinion of the Achronim is that we don't really paskin like them, but the Mishneh Berurah does say if somebody's got that minute, it's fine. You light first to the right, the first on the right, and then you go towards the left. But you're lighting the first on the right. So it's always about going right towards the right direction. And the third opinion, which is brought down in the Achronim, is the opinion that you always light the candle which is closest to the doorway, to the entrance, because the Ikka light, according to those Achronim, the Ikka light is the one by the entrance. And if you're not lighting by the door, this is not negiah. Anyway, it's not relevant. But if you were to light by the door, you always light the one which is nearest by the Chalal HaPesach, the nearest to the entrance. We discussed as well that a lefty is no difference at all. Lefty will light the same way as well. And we mentioned as well that the Mishneh Berurah says a very important point, that according to our minhag, the way we light, a person should place himself a little bit towards the left-hand side in order not to run into trouble from the concept of En Ma'avirin Al Mitzvahs. As we know, a person may not pass over mitzvahs, not skip one mitzvah and go to the one further away. That's inappropriate, that's a bizarre mitzvah, and therefore you always have to make sure that you do the mitzvah which is nearest to you, you do that one first. Therefore, Mishneh Berurah points out, it's appropriate, one should, as you're lighting, you should put yourself a little bit to the left of the menorah. Like this, you're not going to run into trouble from En Ma'avirin Al Mitzvahs. Because if you're just opposite the menorah, you may be lighting the one on the left, which is the first one you're lighting. You may be lighting which is a bit further away, and therefore you're running into trouble from the concept of En Ma'avirin Al Mitzvahs. We also pointed out an interesting Levoshin Eli Rabba that speaks about Loshna Kodesh. They want to bring a guy that maybe you have to light first one on the right, because that's the way you write. When you write, you always write from the right-hand side first. So maybe that's a comparison. But then we point out that the Eli Rabba points out that it's not a proof, because the way you're actually writing the letters is always from the left to the right. So that's not a good proof.